أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فلما جاء أمرنا جعلنا عاليها سافلها وأمطرنا عليها حجارة من سجيل منضود مسومة عند ربك وما هي من الظالمين ببعيد صدق الله العظيم. These are the last two verses regarding the incident of Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wassalam's people, that after they did not desist and they continued and insisted that they wanted to carry out the indecent act with the visitors that had come to Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wassalam, the malaika in human form. Jibreel alayhi salam informed Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam that he should leave with his people in the portion of the night, and by morning Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's hukam, Allah ta'ala's command would come. Falamma ja'a amruna, then when our command had come to Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, جَعَلْنَا عَالِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا, then we had made the upper part of the cities in which Lut alayhi salatu wassalam was sent, in which the people practiced sodomy, homosexuality. We made the upper part the bottom. In other words, we turned the city upside down. It comes in the narrations that Allah Ta'ala's command was to Jibreel alayhi salam, and Jibreel alayhi salam with a single portion of one wing turned, picked up all these cities and took it towards the skies. وَأَمْتَرْنَا عَلَيْهَا حِجَارَةً, then we had caused the rain of stones to come down. And then Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam turned these cities upside down with that one wing. In certain narrations, that if there was a vessel, a utensil of water that was filled to the brim, then that water also did not spill off or spill out from that utensil so accurately, so straight. The Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam pick up these cities and turn them upside down. Hijaratam min sijil, these stones were made of clay. And mandood, when they had come down, they had come down layers upon layers. Sayyidina Mujahid rahimahumullah was asked, was every person amongst the people of Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wassalam punished? He replied, yes, every person that had practiced the shameless act of sodomy and homosexuality, every one of them were punished by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Those who were outside the cities, the stones of the rains of stones had come down upon them to the extent, like we had heard with regards to the previous people, a person had left from Lut alayhi salatu wassalam's community and had gone to Makkah Mukarramah, and there he remained for a period of 40 days. And after 40 days he had come out of the haram. When he had left the precincts of the haram, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala showered the rain of stones upon him also, and he was also then killed because of the illicit, because of the shameless deed that they had been practicing. Thereafter Allah ta'ala says, musawwamatan, each stone was marked according to certain narrations. So accurate is the calculations of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that the stones were marked with the names of the individuals that these stones were going to hit. Each and every person of the entire cities, their names were on these stones, and that stone hit that individual. And in this way Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, musawwamatan, it was marked, inda rabbik, by your Rabb. وَمَا هِيَ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ بِبَعِيدٍ, and this adhab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not far from those who commit zulm. Some of the commentators have expressed, Allah ta'ala forbid, Allah ta'ala forbid, that if at any period of time any community indulges in this act, then Allah Ta'ala's azab will come down in a similar way. Wherever that place may be, wherever and in whichever era the people may be living in, this will be the punishment that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will mete out. Nonetheless, this is Surah Hud. And again, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about a disobedient community, despite the fact that Allah through His karam, Allah through His mercy, had sent Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wassalam to these people to guide them. They did not accept Allah, they did not accept the guidance of Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam, and neither did they leave their ways of wrongdoings, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's azab had then come upon them. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.